Hello.
Hello.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling from MMA Legal. We tried to call earlier, but I don't believe you was available to speak. Are you all right for a quick call now? Take about 10 minutes.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Perfect. No problem whatsoever. Now, you always have me on WhatsApp now, and I will be your claims handler. So if there's any updates that you ever need, or if you have any questions, or even if there's any memories that you forgot to mention and you feel like we do need to know that, you will always have me there then, and I can keep you updated throughout the whole process, darling. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I just want to make sure we've got your details on file correctly. It's Mr. Lee Johnstone. Is that correct, darling?
Yes.
And is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yes, this is my private number, yes.
Perfect, no problem. And if I am correct, I can see here we have an email on file as johnstone.8614@gmail.com.
Yes, that's my email, yeah.
Perfect, no problem there. And can I also ask you for your current door number and your home postcode, please?
It's number 12, and my postcode is Kilo Alpha 197 Papa Papa.
Thank you so much for that. And your date of birth, please?
It's 09021976.
And could I please ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
No.
No, not a problem there. And have you ever had any nicknames or any other names which you may have been known by whilst in care?
Just Lee.
Just Lee. Perfect. Not a problem. Now, can I please ask you, do you remember what your parents was called, Mum or Dad?
What, the actual names?
Yes, their names, if you do remember.
My father's Alistair Johnston. And my mother's Regina Johnston.
Gina Johnston, no problem. And could I also ask you, growing up, did you know if it was just yourself that was placed into care, or do you know if you had siblings that was popped in care as well?
No, it was just me, because they took me away, they took me out of the house for my grannies.
What
removed me, so they did, for mum protection.
And do you know what address you was living at, where they removed you from?
Yes, I was actually staying at 16 Minnick Crescent, Mabel.
Crescent in Mabel. And do you know what area put you into care?
I went to a place called Newfield Assessment Centre.
Newfield Assessment. I've heard of that place before. That's where you were placed. You're not aware of the local authority, don't worry.
That was in Johnston, so it was.
And was Newfield the first place where you was put?
No, I was a day pupil at Redbury.
So the first place you went to care? Newfield Assessment Centre, how long was you here for?
It was in Newfield Assessment Centre, I think it was over a year, because that was just to be assessed.
To be assessed. So a year is a lot longer than what you needed to be in there. I think it's a 6-week programme they should have had you in there for. And so 1 year being in there. So you was in Newfield. What care home did they pop you in from there, darling?
I ended up going to Kerlaw.
Kerlaw, no problem. And what area was that in?
That's in Stevenson.
Stevenson. So I've heard of the same place before. A lot of people we have spoken to have been in here, so therefore, how old was you when you was in, how old was you when you was first taken to Newfield Assessment Centre? How old would you say you was?
I was 12, 13, but maybe 12, 13, yeah.
No problem. She's around 13 years old, around 13 and a half when you was popped into Kerlaw Stevenson.
Yeah, I think it worked out. It's round about, I was from the start of care, I think it was from 1988 to 1992, I think, all in.
No problem. Let me get that here. From around 1998 to around
88
to around 1992.
1992, yeah.
And then you was in Kerlaw. How long was you in Kerlaw for?
But I was actually almost in the run because it was actually horrendous. That place was horrendous. The abuse I was never sexually abused. I'll tell you that straight off. I was never ever sexually abused. But I was stripped naked. I was locked in rooms. I was kicked, punched, slapped, my hair pulled. I was always in the run. I wasn't even back in the place an hour.
You're not the only person that said that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they said that the police and things were just taken straight back as soon as they called them and things like that. It's horrible.
The same thing every time. I was always in the run. I was never there because of that. My dad used to pass me on the motorway walking with just my boxer shorts on.
Bless you.
And pick me up, and what crowds were in the van, and he used to make it that he didn't know me because he was embarrassed, obviously.
Bless you, of course, yeah, I managed to definitely get that here. That's unfortunate, that.
When I turned 18, I attracted an illness called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Guillain-Barré, it's called Guillain's, it's Guillain. Barré, and it's syndrome. What the doctor had told my mum and dad at the time is I contracted that illness through the amount of times that I'd run in the snow, in the rain, with my bare feet.
Bless
you. In your system for years.
From
the nervous system. I was paralysed for just over a year and a half. So you'll be able to, if you read up in it, you'll get the gist of what it does to you.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm going to definitely get that included on here. While she was in Curlaw Stevenson, can I ask you, how long was you supposed to be in there for? How long would they you say you was registered to them for?
I think it was only up to the children's panel. So it was, I don't think I ever had a date, if I can remember correctly.
So when you was there, so you were from New Law, how long would you say roughly you was under the care of Curlaw for? Though would you say it was about a year, 6 months, averagely?
Just over about 2 years, maybe more. You used to be able to get placed, but he's not.
2 years, no problem. And then after Curlaw, where did you get placed?
After Curlaw, that was me, because I got released just, I think it was 2 weeks before my 16th birthday, the children's panel released me.
Birthday. So really, your whole time you was in Newfield for the beginning, and then you was popped into Curlaw, where that was just a broken relationship. You was in and out of there until you was around 16, before turn 16. No problem. So what I'm going to do for you, just give me a second. I know you've gone into a lot of information with me, but what I am going to do here, do you know why you was taken into care at all?
It was just that we couldn't it was social work that took me in for my own protection, seemingly, that I was uncontrollable. But I wasn't going to school, I was getting into trouble and just a lot of stuff.
Getting into trouble, that's no problem whatsoever. And again, that's no excuse. Your parents are there to obviously deal with that. Can I ask you, most importantly, while we go through this procedure, it's not the case that we're going to clutch at straws and hope to have you refunded. You will be entitled to receive compensation. The statement is the most important thing. That's just why I'm getting as much information as possible. Now, whilst this case is ongoing, for any reason the worst was to happen to you, whilst this case is ongoing, have you got anybody, any children or any family or even a partner where you would be happy for them to receive this entitlement?
Yeah, I've got a daughter, and a son.
Daughter. And what's her name?
It's Harpoon.
Could you spell that for me, please, darling?
Harpy spelled H-A-R-P-E-R.
Oh, Harper. And Harper has got the same surname as yourself, is it Johnstone?
Yeah, Harpy Johnstone, yeah.
No problem whatsoever. And if you could do me a favour, if you don't know a number off by heart, would you be able to bob me a message with it over on WhatsApp later on, darling?
Yes, of course, yes.
Perfect, no problem. Now, what I need to do with you at the moment is I just need to get a brief statement from you. So I'm just going to get here that his first memories of being placed into care was being taken to Newfield Assessment Centre.
Yes.
And if I am correct, you said you was averaging around the age of around 12 years old. At around 12 years old.
Yes.
Now, obviously, instantly, he felt scared and nervous, being taken away from family. Did anybody comfort you when you got to Newfield Assessment Centre or explain to you what was going on?
The staff up there were absolutely amazing. Absolutely, I can't say anything enough. I think my key worker was called Leslie or something. He was a guy. He was phenomenal. So he was. I can't say anything bad about the zebra system.
So you had an all right experience. You had a great experience at Newfield.
Yes, certainly.
You made my time at Newfield comfortable, and settled me in, which I am thankful for. I was placed after a good few months into care home in Stevenson. And is that where straight away your experience of care kind of changed?
Yeah, within the first week, that was a nightmare.
The first week, like, was a living nightmare. Do you remember any staff members' names from Care Law at all?
You know, I can't even.
Don't remember. Don't worry.
Yeah, because I'm getting back. You're getting back what 37 years ago.
So I'm just going to go through some of the notes that you mentioned earlier on. You say you remember being stripped naked. Was that by the staff?
Yep.
And would you be dragged down to the showers and the baths and things like that?
Yeah, yep.
Dragged.
Locked rooms and by myself, windows, yeah, bolted shut. Oh, it was crazy. It was...
And did you have to share showers with other people by any chance?
Yes.
And how, if you was to dispute that or have any sort of issues with that, how would they act?
You had to do it. You were under their spell, basically. If you didn't do it, you were hurt. You'd get slapped, you'd get punched, kicked. It was a total nightmare. I got that bad. I used to wet myself sometimes up there. It was total degrading, so it was.
And could I also ask you, you say you used to wet the bed. Did they ever used to make you stay in the wet bedding or make you shower in cold baths or anything for all that?
I wouldn't say they made me in cold, but I would get a shower on that, but the warm in that would be colder that bit. They would mock me, do you know that way? In front of other people, like other boys and girls, and that it was in the homes as well, because Kellogg was obviously like two boys units and two girls units. So it was, but
used
to be like, there's Johnston pee pants, there's pee pants, Johnston, things like that, just.
Sorry to hear that. In regards to restraining you or anything like that, did they ever restrain you where you'd be in pain or?
Yes, all the time. See if you get into fights and things like that, or you try to challenge them and things like that. Yes, I was many a time, yeah.
Did they stop you seeing your family on weekend visits or anything like that at all?
If I'd misbehaved, yeah, they would stop my visits and that, yeah. But they stopped me from seeing my family, yeah. Which was basically all the time in me, because I was always on the run. I wasn't back in the place an hour till I was back out the window again.
And could I also ask you, anyone to speak to, what was food like here? Did you ever go hungry or anything like that? Not that they won't feed you, but is it the case that you didn't like the stuff they was providing to you? They sent you to your bed hungry, if that was the case?
Yeah, there was a lot of things like that. Cold, it was all cold, horrible. But no, I can't honestly say that I was Like, I wasn't afraid of that, you know, that way.
No problem. That's no issue there whatsoever. You said that there was bars on the windows and stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was kind of just wee thin kind of bars. It wasn't like very big prison bars or things like that. It was like kind of wee metal gate things.
Like metal gates, that's not a problem. And have you ever was introduced to like any of the cells or anything in here?
I was in the residential bit of the Kellogg's. There was a secure unit there as well, but I wasn't in the secure unit, no. That's how I managed to run away as much. Can you remember one staff member? Her name is Mrs. Mac, they used to call her.
Remember Mrs. Mac?
Yeah, I can always remember that name. That's a bit odd to remember.
And what did she do?
She was an older lady, she was horrible. She was vicious. So she was. She was. I could always remember that name. That was a name that always stuck in my mind. That was Mrs. Mac.
Did you ever witness any sexual assault or anything like that going on within these places? If not, it doesn't matter. I'm just asking these questions just to make sure I cover as much as I possibly could.
I wouldn't like to sit and lie and say I did because I
no,
don't.
No, that's fine.
Thinking back, then to think now, it must have been going on then, but not to me, but definitely not to me.
Yeah, that's fine. So it seems to me like throughout your time in care at Kilo, you were constantly beaten and obviously scared to obviously speak up in certain aspects and, of course, try to run away as much as you possibly could because it wasn't somewhere where you felt safe or comfortable and you just ended up back into square one up until you got to a certain age where you could actually go off on your own feet. Now, most importantly, what I can reassure you with the information you provided me today, I've spoke to so many people over the last week or two in regards to the same area that you have been in, and they have given similar kind of stories. Now, it's not the case where it's your word against anyone. You was most likely in the same care home at the same time as a lot of these people. And in the most professional way I can say it to you, a lot of people who have been in Kerr Law as well have recently been convicted. Now, some of them may be here, some of them may not be. It doesn't matter whether they are or not, because you don't ever have to face them in court. What we do from this point onwards is your statement is what you're paid out on, so do not hold back on anything. And I'm going to go ahead and rewrite what we've discussed today, but emphasise everything, how it's affected you then and now. Now, most importantly, I can reassure you, first of all, no money is ever going to take away what you've had to deal with, but I can reassure you now that only just this week can get you at this moment in time is money, so we will go for the top end of that. Now, each claim will minimum averagely start at $48,000. You will be looking at a lot more than that, but it'd be wrong for me to give you a direct value at this moment in time. Is that okay with you, darling?
So, yeah.
No problem. Now, my name is Billy. Of course, you are aware of that. So throughout this whole procedure, what I will do for you is I will be updating you on this case. If there's anything that you need any help with, any updates you want, if you want to know where your case is up to or what stage it's in, all you need to do is bob me a message over and then I can let you know that way. If you are a bit busy, I can get back to you there and then. And then not only that, I can also basically just bob you a message over with all the evidence on that as well. Is that okay with you, darling?
What amazing, Belle. Thank you so much.
No problem whatsoever. Now, what is going to happen is you're going to get a document come through. It should be coming through right about now because your case has just been accepted from the legal team itself. And that will come through to you on an email and on a text message where we can request your files, basically. Now, that should come through on your text message. Have you had a message come through from Zoho Sign at all?
Don't Yeah, got it now. Still, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. It should say proceed to document, if you could click on that for me.
Document info.
Yeah, perfect. And then it will then say accept and agree and accept.
Proceed to document.
Proceed to document, perfect, yeah.
Right, it's loading. I can confirm and the electronic thing. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And then it'll take you to a box and it'll say client signature with a little red star beside it.
Signature, you mean?
Yeah, so if you click on that, it'll give you the option for three little squiggles. It won't look like your original signature, don't worry. We already pre-typed it for you. And then you press I acknowledge and OK, and that should come straight back through to me.
Is it at the bottom?
The signature box. When you click on the actual box, it should bring up the option for some signatures for you, and you just click either of them.
All right, yeah. That's it.
Perfect. And let me just see if that's come back free for you, darling.
I don't get a great signal, brother, for we stay.
I'm the same in here. Yeah, I think it's one little push. Once you press OK, that should then say you have now signed on your screen.
Press OK. Try to find OK.
Or did it say I acknowledge anywhere? Or does it say finish in the top corner?
Autofill and sign, decline, download print.
Download print, let me see if that's come back through now. Yeah, that's not come back through. So what can you see? What does it say on your screen there at the moment?
It says, just a sec, I'd like to grab my glasses.
No problem, take your time.
That's better, I can see now. Right, here are we? Signed by client, mail.
Signed by client. If you click on where it says signed by client for me.
It's a yellow box. It's...
Yeah. And then it should come up with like three little signatures signed for you with your name, and you just pick one of them.
That came up, so it did the three signatures and I signed, clicked the bottom one.
You may not have pressed, yeah, you...
Wait, and we'll clear that. We'll put it again. All right, here we go. Is that it now? No?
Let me see if that's come back now. Does it say I acknowledge on the screen, or does it say OK anywhere?
Just came up, you have signed this document.
Yeah, you've done it. That's perfect. So that's done. Now, what else we need from you is a picture of your ID and proof of address. So ID can be anything from driver's license, passport, provisional, bus pass. Yeah. Just need to have your face on it.
I've got my driving license. Do you want that?
Yes, please. Driver's license would be perfect.
Yeah.
And then we would also need a letter, any letter that's dated to you in the last 3 months, just so we know you're at your address for the check procedure.
Can I send you this document from my driving license through my WhatsApp? Because I don't know
how to work. Brilliant. Yeah, send them both over on WhatsApp. That's perfectly fine. Now, what I will also do for you now is I'm going to drop you a message over telling you I need your ID and your proof of address, just because it's got all of the details at the bottom of that. So it's all there in one place. And as soon as you send them back over to me, I will get your case submitted off for you right away, darling. Okay.
Okay then, Bella, thank you.
No problem. Just before I let you go, because you did tell me you got diagnosed with some things earlier, can I just ask you for your current local GP? Who is it that you use for your doctors at the moment?
My doctor is Dr. Barr.
And what area, what's the doctor's GP surgery called?
It was called Mabel Health Centre.
Mabel Health Centre. Thank you so much for that. So I'll drop you a message over now. I'll look forward to keeping you updated. If there's anything you need off me, you just bob me a message over, and I'll look forward to keeping you updated, darling, all right?
Yeah, Billy, thank you so much.
No problem whatsoever. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for having the discussion with me today.
Very welcome. Thank you.
All right, darling, no problem. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.